A large development in downtown Nashville has officials wondering whether the city has sufficient rules to protect green space. The question came up Tuesday night as the Metro Council finalized a $4.5 million deal related to the new headquarters for Lifeway Publishing. The council didn't object to improving the streets, sidewalks, and water lines around the new home of Lifeway off Charlotte Avenue, but it bothered Councilman John Cooper that Metro was also paying about $1 million to get 2 acres from the developer to create a new park. He says the downtown zoning code should require large projects to incorporate green space or donate land to the city. Until such rules are created, he worries developers will continue to ignore the need.
And it's going to make green space for the city scarce, expensive, and require Metro to buy it if we bring green space downtown.
Cooper says this Lifeway deal, which passed despite his opposition, has started a bigger discussion. He also wants better measurements that show whether corporate incentives help Nashville as a whole. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.